Okay, welcome everybody. So this is our welcome call. You've started SBCA. You may still be kind of getting to grips with the learning site and figuring all of that stuff out. Please don't panic. We have orientation week so that all of the technical hitches that inevitably happen can be sorted out. We don't have any like learning material this week. It's very much a chance to settle in, to meet each other, to feel comfortable with how the program is laid out, and to kind of start to get into the groove of a learning experience. One of the things I love about this program is it's very intentional, and it's everything like how long it is, right? We're going to be here for the rest of this year until early November. And that's because this process is a developmental experience. So we're not just going to learn material. You're going to learn and grow. We're going to get to know each other. You'll probably find that you change some views and some ideas about how you see yourself as a coach, how you see the coaching industry, how you want to work with your clients. And that can be both thrilling and a little destabilizing. So we want to be there to support you right through that process so that you come out the other side. Okay. So we're here for 6 months. There is time. There's lots of different opportunities to engage with not just the learning material, but what that might be sparking in you and how you're kind of integrating it and processing it. And Scott, who's here, Scott is our support coach, so he's here to support all of us, and we'll talk a little bit more about how practically he's involved in the program, but Scott is legendary for being the very first person to ever enroll in SBCA. He was, as soon as the very first page went live, he was there, and I was kind of like, whoa, my goodness, people want this, amazing. And Scott and I have got to know each other really well over the last few years. We worked together before that. So I know Scott's approach and his philosophy and his general kind of way of showing up in the world. And you're going to just love him. So he's kind of like my surrogate brother. So I'm really excited for you to meet Scott, who he'll get a chance to say hello. But he lives this very exotic life of being half in California and half in Vienna. So, you know, he's one of those people, one of those coaches. But yeah, no, he's great. And I think we're all going to really benefit from Scott's wisdom. Okay, so let me share my screen. I've just got a couple of slides to share with you today, because I think sometimes that can help just with kind of having something to concentrate on. Or to look at, to vary things up. So in this opening circle, we're just going to do a few things. Mostly, I'm hoping you're going to start to feel welcome. I'm going to share some intentions that I have for you for the program. We'll do some introductions between us. And we'll talk a little bit about the kind of principles and the program, what you can expect really over the next 6 months together. And we'll also talk a little bit about module one, which we'll start straight away. So next week is module one, and you'll get access to that module later this week. So what I'm hoping is that you come away from the welcome call feeling like, okay, kind of know what to expect, know where I am, have a sense of who my peeps are here. And there is a second call at 5 p.m. today, because we've got people in various locations around the world. It's probably worth watching the recording of that so you get to know who else is there, because there are people in this time zone that will come to the 5 p.m. call and vice versa. Yeah. Okay, so my intentions for you, let me start off. My first intention for you is that you feel safe enough to allow yourself to be known in this program, which may seem a little strange for what is essentially, you know, teaching you skills around your coaching. What I found over a few years now of running this program, of working with coaches for over a decade, is that when we can kind of be real with each other, that's when real connections get formed. It's when our learning is deeper. And it's when I think we also get to relax a little bit into who we are as coaches, right? So throw yourself in, be totally honest. Ask the questions that you feel like, oh, is this a silly question? I don't know. It won't be. You know, you can trust yourself to be safe here. You can show up exactly as you are, and that will be met and held. And that's kind of related to my second intention, is that one of the things I love is that when graduates come back and say to Scott and I and the team, yeah, I've really let go of this whole idea that I need to be a good coach, right? And this is partly about our conditioning as helping professionals, that somehow we need to have all of our shit together to be able to do this work, which I found is patently not true from my own experience, but also unnecessary to help our clients. And it has layers to it, right? This idea of goodness, about doing the right thing, about being ethical, about always kind of coming in with the killer question for a client, all of that stuff. When you can let go of having to be a good coach, you can be the coach that you are. And that, I think, is what your clients are actually looking for. And it just feels a way ton more calming for your nervous system. It's also about modeling an incredible level of self-acceptance, which for your clients is like catnip, because they're always looking for that, right? If your clients have an element of self-doubt, if that has come from, you know, whatever their root cause is, often it's about hurts and disappointments and traumas that they've experienced. When you can show up as a human and let go of that good coach idea, show up in self-compassion and self-acceptance, it allows their nervous system to co-regulate with yours, is the kind of the fancy official term. I'm sure you're familiar with some of these ideas. But it means that you get to show up as yourself, they get permission to show up as themselves, and you don't even have to talk about it. It's like, that's just how co-regulation works. Yeah, it means you get deeper really fast. Yeah. And that you embrace compassion. We talk a lot about compassion in this program. It's kind of the underlying theme of all of this work. And as we move into module one, you'll start to see that I don't even use the language of self-sabotage when it comes to self-doubt. I think it's self-protection. And that immediately shifts our self-judgment and our ideas of, you know, all the things that we're doing wrong when it comes to self-doubt. It shifts us into compassion. And I think that what can happen is you really start to get a grip on the root causes of self-doubt, where it actually comes from, why it's here, and how we respond, and why we respond the way we do, why our clients respond the way they do, you start to get into a place where you can't help but feel deep compassion for your clients, for yourself, which is really important. But also, you kind of get to a place where you see it for the rest of humanity as well. And you see people screwing up and being human and making mistakes and, you know, all of that stuff. And you start to see, yep, I can see it. I can see what's going on here. And it puts you into a place of a real sense of like peace and hope for us as humans, right? So compassion is a huge part of this work. I also want you to feel utterly resourced to step into the next level of your coaching mastery, whatever that looks and feels like for you. So there are 14 of us in this class, or 14 students in this class. every single one of you will be at different places, different experiences. You'll have different clients, different flavors of this work. So what mastery looks like is not a kind of universal standard one must reach, right? It's going to be more about, oh, I notice I'm responding differently to my clients. I notice I'm feeling more resource to help them. I'm asking different questions. I'm feeling different emotions and having different experiences while I'm working with my people. I feel differently about being visible on social media, about asking people to pay their unpaid invoices, that kind of stuff, right? So yes, there's the compassion stuff and the good coach stuff, but there's also I'm at my heart, I'm a pragmatist, and I know you want some stuff that's going to help you. So that's absolutely there. And this last one is important. I think most of us work alone. We have quite few opportunities for feedback, for support, to find a community of peers that you can check in on, that you can ask for support from, that you can get to know, who are also committed to the same approaches that you are. It allows you to be, I think, seen and known and feel kind of excited to see where this work might take you. Right. So my approach to teaching is very much influenced by my training and experience as a supervisor. So I supervise coaches as well. Essie is one of my supervisees, which is lovely. And so there is that element there, right? Like, I'm endlessly curious about how you are making sense of this work, how it's being integrated into your practice, right? So everyone here is going to have a different experience of that. But the idea is that however you are uniquely, one-offly showing up in your coaching work as a human doing this work, that you feel that you are, you're met and supported by this community. Yeah, Scott and I are pretty good at, we're good at modeling boundaries, at shared accountability. We're going to be poking and challenging as much as we are supporting and caring. And that is all for the goal of you really showing up to this work and seeing where it takes you. Yeah. Is anyone going, shit, I don't think I want this anymore? Yeah. I hope not. I hope you're all up for it. Okay. So enough from me. I'd really love to go around and do some introductions. Just give yourself some time to say hello. Tell us where you're calling from. We've got people from lots of different spots around the world. Tell us where you're calling in from. Tell us a little bit about your coaching practice. And maybe if you want to share like what you're hoping to do with this work, if you've given that any thought, or anything you want to share with us. Yeah. Does anybody want to start? Yeah, Cassie.
Always sit on the sidelines and go last, so I'll throw myself in at the deep end. My name is Cassie. I am currently calling you from Dubai, where I have moved here 4 days ago from New Jersey in the United States. I've been around quite a bit. I am on Sasha's coaching supervision, and there's a bit of a joke that I seem to always be in a different country, and I'm not an international jet setter at all. It just, I've been on different vacations and things like that. So we've now moved here for my husband's work. I used to live here 6 years ago. And my background is hospitality. And I came to coaching when I was living in Hong Kong because my job allowed me to have more time, ironically, even though I was still in hospitality. And I was looking for something else to do with the time that I did have. And I kind of stumbled across doing an online coaching program. And then the pandemic hit, and then I had lots more time to be able to do it. So I do feel like I kind of call myself a newbie coach, but then I kind of think about it and go, well, I've been doing this since 2019. So I'm still new. My business is definitely very fledgling. It's kind of just starting now, really. I am looking to work with women in hospitality. So coming back to living in Dubai, where I have quite a big network, is hopefully going to help me to open some doors and to help some wonderful people that I know of that work very hard in this city. From joining this course, from doing my coaching training, I suddenly became a much more aware and interested in that whole dynamic of how do I move from self-doubt to self-belief. And I came across Sass's work when I was writing my research paper for my program. And then kind of have been fangirling her a little bit ever since. And I've been hoping that I could do this program. And then it came up and I was worried about joining at a time when we were moving countries. And then I was like, I'm just going to take the leap. So that's here I am with me and my little rescue dog buddy, who had to get on a very long flight and I was very worried about, but he seems to be doing okay. So it's lovely to meet you all.
So great. Does anyone have any questions for Cassie or just want to say hello? Anything? Yeah, Cassie is our international jet setter, right? You'll probably just only call in from Dubai now, so that reputation will be shot. Yeah,
yeah, I'm stuck in this city now until at least the new year.
brilliant. Yeah.
Well, I can go next.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I'm Marina. I live in Netherlands, Rotterdam, for 14 years now. I originally come from Russia, Moscow. I followed the Coactive course I came across with Sass work actually via Instagram, via Sophie Careful. And I was really curious about the line of work, and I really liked the modules and everything, which I really missed in Coactive, for example, a trauma-informed module. At the moment, I'm still building up the business. I don't have clients at the moment. I'm really hoping that with this certification, I will be more courageous and I will be more going out there and be more confident in the amount of tools I have, and that I can actually confidently help in a safe way everybody, because I still am scared sometimes that coaching work can also damage, and I see also a lot of examples around which it is far from reliable. So that's why I also really like that you have it research-based, that you actually went way deeper than just, you know, some program or, yeah. So I'm really happy to be here. Well, I have a son, I have a stepdaughter, and I have also a rescue cat. And I volunteer also in the shelter for cleaning. So, yeah. This is a bit me.
Love that, Arena. I wonder how much thought you've given to the kinds of clients that you want to work with.
Well, I ended up that I want to work with immigrants, with people who resettle, change the location for whatever reason there is. And another part is I want to offer also like a possibility of one-time sessions, non-binding sessions for people who feel really, really stuck somewhere. For example, I don't know, that they struggle with certain disorder or something that they just really need to talk out, where they don't have like a channel for that, which can maybe start a certain process for them. So those are two niches which I kind of defined for myself. That's what I'm going to try to market. And then, we'll see. Because yeah. I think that also changes with time. Once you work, your niche might be, you know, changing. And
the immigrant coaching for immigrants.
Yeah.
Such a ripe space for all kinds of things that come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a traumatizing event in itself, I think. And also people who resettle, they also just regular people who also come with their old traumas. And I believe that also in this environment, sometimes they can multiply and be, you know, feel bigger and harder to resolve.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very difficult but very necessary point to have somebody holding your hand.
Yeah.
I actually missed that in my time. And this is something I want to work with.
Yeah, me too. As someone who came from New Zealand to the UK, and now I'm going back again at the end of the year, I'm a bit like, it's just bringing up so many questions around where do I belong and who am I and what am I taking? And it sounds fantastic. Yeah. And ripe with self-doubt so great.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's well.
Yeah, amazing. I love how different, just even meeting Cassie and Irina, you can see, right? The completely different ends of things, but in terms of the kinds of clients you work with. But the very human experience of self-doubt means that there are going to be so many commonalities with your clients. I think that's why this work has just kept me so fascinated for so long, is it's a human experience to feel doubt. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what our clients are bringing, but how we're responding to them that is going to help. So, yeah, excited. I'm excited to get to know you a little better as well, Irina. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Adrienne.
Hello.
Hello.
And hi, Scott and Irina and Cassie. Cassie, I feel a little bit of kindredness with you already. I am also in the middle, like actively in the middle of a move. It's 2:00 in the morning where I am right now from Moscow, Idaho. This is the last day in my house until I move back to my hometown of Denver. And it just worked out that this was the call that I could make today, sort of. So here I am. My background is I have had a million different professional paths, and they all sort of make sense to me as part of a journey that I'm on to just learn more about the human experience. And I think that over time, it became very clear to me that the role that I filled in every sort of professional niche I entered was something like a coach. And this is feedback that was given to me over time, and people encouraged me to just try working as a coach more. What's the word I'm looking for? Like to name it specifically, and to say, this is what I do, and this is the skill set that I bring. And I actually initially started working with folks right at the beginning of the pandemic who were similar to me, as I think a lot of people do, people who had non-traditional careers, who were not fitting into sort of a normal trajectory, quote unquote normal or stereotypical trajectory, and helping people navigate all of the self-doubt that comes with that, right? Arriving at the point in one's career where you think, I've done every step right, so why am I miserable? And helping people sort of chart what comes next after that moment. And now I'm in an interesting place in my practice, I think, where I worked with folks experiencing that sort of emotional turmoil that comes with, I don't fit anywhere professionally. I've done it enough that I've started to think, well, where are the organizations that can receive these folks? Where are the jobs that can actually hold people in all of their uniqueness and multiplicity? And I'm starting to shift actually into coaching into organizations to try to help people in leadership positions create the type of workplaces that folks can feel like they can be authentic in. And that's very new for me. But my academic background is in sociology, and so it actually makes a lot of sense to work at that slightly higher organizational level. And I've actually, funnily enough, knew when I started coaching that I wanted to get here eventually, but I just wasn't totally sure how, and kind of trusted the process a little bit. In terms of being here, I think I'm really interested. I think I've had a lot of personal success in working with internal family systems or parts work. And I think I'm very interested in models or paradigms that take, you know, like an internal protector or just give that the patterns and beliefs a name, and then invite curiosity about getting to know one's protector, understanding its motivations, and then learning to work with that in a really effective way. And I like the elegance of SAS's model. And so I'm really excited to see how that gets applied both to ourselves as coaches and how we can bring it to client work.
Amazing. So I just, as someone who spent 24 hours getting home from a country 3 hours away yesterday, I wholeheartedly just want to say it's amazing that you're here, Adrian, and that you're stringing sentences together, because I know on my 2:30 a.m. jaunt on Saturday night, I was not feeling coherent or even capable of being an adult. So yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, I think you might have frozen, Adrian.
Oh no, I'm using my phone as a hotspot.
Okay. No problem. I love it.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can at 2:30 in the morning.
Totally. Yeah. One thing that strikes me about your work is how important it is for organizations to understand what it means to create psychological safety for their workers, to be authentic. You've probably come across Project Aristotle. But if you haven't, let me send you a link or post it in the discussion forum. This was a massive study that was actually funded by Google, who wanted to understand what a high-performing team looked like. And they found, through a series of quite long-winded studies, that psychological safety is the number one reason that a team is high performing, that safety to make mistakes, take risks, be yourself, offer the crazy ideas, all of that. And there are some really quite lovely parallels with this program around that, because this is really what we are talking about when we talk about psychological safety. Whereas self-doubt represents psychological risk, right? So I'm sure there's going to be some great kind of nuggets that you'll take out of this work for exactly what you're describing, which fills me with hope for the organizations that are going to get to learn all of this. It's brilliant.
Me too. Yeah.
Really cool. Thank you, Adrian.
Thanks.
Scott, tell us about yourself.
Hi. Hey, everyone. It's so nice to see you all. This is so much fun. I love this. This is like one of my favorite things, is doing the welcome call. I'm originally from New York, grew up there, lived in Brooklyn for 20 years before moving to California. We live in Southern California, sort of in the mountains in a little hippie town called Topanga Canyon, my husband and I. And he's from Vienna, and so we split our time between Vienna, and I'm here in Vienna now, obviously it's daylight. So yeah, and we love it. So we just go back and forth as much as we can. And I found SBCA when it was really interesting. I was doing the sort of like that review that you do when you're like, who are the clients that I work with? And I was here in Vienna. I remember I still have this. I was in the little notes app on my iPhone, just writing down like, what are their challenges? And it was all around self-doubt. And then I had known Sass for a little bit, and she's like, guess what? I'm actually creating a program, all certification around self-doubt. I was like, this is too weird. Okay, like, just take my money. This is fine. I'm in. And so I remember I waited until like 11:30 at night when it launched, because I was like, it's going to sell out. There's no way it's not going to. And I immediately purchased the first spot because I just wanted to get in there. I wanted to make sure that I reserved it. So yeah, best money I ever spent, really. We're going to be working together mostly in a few different ways. The discussion forums, we'll see each other. We'll be getting into something called practice pods later on. And if you want me to sort of drop in and hang out with you guys and nerd out a bit, we can do that. Primarily, probably one of the ways that we're going to be working together is in the study groups. And that's just where we get to every week, just sort of jump on a call, and it's pretty open-ended. You can just sort of bring anything that you want and we'll figure it out. It's an opportunity to get coached by me too, to get support, to dive deep, just try out some of the tools, which is really nice. And also maybe just explore how to integrate this into your coaching practice as well. So what might this look like for all of you? So I'm just sort of here to answer any questions. I think that's it. I think the thing that I skipped, who I work with. So I work with entrepreneurs who just happen to be, running wholehearted businesses. And so I tend to work with folks in their first several years of their business, but I've been working with a lot of my clients for 4 or 5 years at this point. It's just, I love working with this group because to me, like, if you can take that chance and you want to make a mark on the world and about something that you're really passionate about, and you start a business, which to me is such a risky thing to do, like, it just blows me away just how much people can believe in themselves and what they want to do in their life. And so that's why, like, I feel like these are also the folks that need the most support around their self-doubt because they're so committed to this. So that's who I like to work with. And I think that's it. Yeah, and if you guys have any questions for me, I'm always around. I'm SAS's wing person. So I'm just always here to answer any questions that you have. So, yeah.
So great. Yeah, it's really fun. And, you know, this is a kind of living example of, you know, not trying to do this all myself, right? Is I'm my self-doubt shows up in overworking, right? So I'm kind of a bit classic type A, I guess, or I used to be. And I'm slowly healing myself of that tendency. And so having Scott and Kay, who is my kind of business manager who does all the behind the scenes stuff, it's like, oh, it's so great to have, you know, support. And I have, you know, other support as well, like in my life, but people that are invested in this work and want to help everyone here, that is just great. So I'm learning how to share and play in a group. but I'm finding that it is actually one of my favorite things to do, is to have a really, you know, feel like I'm part of a team, which is how I like to kind of run it. So so lovely to get to know you all. And for anyone who's watching the recording, if you tend to be in the sort of 10 a.m. Time zone in the sort of northern hemisphere, I don't know where we are in terms of west or east, but if you're on this side of the planet and you're more likely to be awake during the UK daytime, then it's likely that these are the folks that you'll be in your practice pods with, because we try and partner you up in your practice pods with folks that are local to you. So, And so for you folks watching the recording of the 5 p.m. call, you'll get to meet everybody else who's in the program. So it may be more convenient for them to come to the 5 p.m. call, but if they live in this time zone, then you'll probably be sharing practice pods with them. And Adrienne, that will more likely be your usual spot. So yeah, amazing. Okay, so let me take you through just briefly kind of the modules and how the program is set up, so you can kind of get a sense of what to expect. So the program is in two main parts. There are theory modules and practice modules, okay? And there's 3 theory modules, and they're our first 3 modules, and they kind of set us up for what we're going to be doing. So module 1 is, what is self-doubt? And this is basically me saying, hey, this is how I see self-doubt. This is what the research tells me. This is what practice with clients tells me. And so in that module, we're sort of getting a sense of the foundations of this whole kind of program and the self-doubt coaching model. And then we're going to talk about developmental psychology, which some of you may or may not be familiar with, but this has been the kind of theoretical underpinning of this work. All right, so it's the kind of philosophy, the approach I take is developmental. And this is quite different from solution-focused coaching, right? From mindset coaching and that kind of thing. Because our sort of traditional kind of cognitive and behavioral type approaches that are around finding solutions and setting goals and then achieving them and all of that kind of stuff, that's never sat with me as like the only kind of coaching that we could do. And actually I found myself resisting the whole goals thing quite early on in my coaching training. Because what do we do when our clients don't reach their goals or don't have any or don't value goals? What do we do when actually the causes of the challenges they're bringing are not about their thoughts, in their cognitions. They're actually about their lived emotional and body sensational somatic experience. Right. How do we help them? So developmental coaching is very much about meaning making. It's about all of us having all of these different parts. As Adrian mentioned earlier, we've got all these different parts of ourselves. Sometimes they're in conflict with each other. Sometimes there's a part of us that wants to do something and there's another part that really doesn't or is a bit shit scared of it. And so those parts are kind of in conflict with each other. Right. And the way we make meaning from that, the way we choose to respond to that, will impact our self-concept, how we see ourselves. So we're going to talk about developmental psychology and how that helps us. And like all of these theory modules, they'll just pop up during the program as we look at this in practice. Right. So this, the idea is to set you up with a sort of foundation so we know what we're doing. The third part of this is around trauma and being a trauma-informed coach, right? Because the causes, the root causes of self-doubt are often rooted in childhood, but not exclusively rooted in childhood. They are often rooted in traumatic experiences, but not exclusively, right? And everyone has a meaning-making of trauma that is specific to that individual person. So even someone with a ton of what we would objectively say is trauma in their biography may actually have done a ton of healing and feel really resourced and quite, you know, capable of supporting themselves. And for others, it will be different, right? So there is no one color of trauma. And how do we approach that? As Irina was saying, how do we approach that in a safe way? How do we take care of our clients and ourselves, work within the boundaries of coaching, and ensure that we're supporting our clients to make new meaning, but not in a way that's kind of glossing over what may have happened, right? So so I'm going to share with you a really helpful model of trauma-informed coaching. So it's not necessarily about, you know, what trauma is. We'll talk a little bit about that. But what I found to be most helpful is, but how do I respond to a client who describes trauma in their background? How do I support a client who brings that into a coaching session? So it's all about creating that safe container for a client to show up as their full selves. And research tells us that around about 70% of adults self-report having trauma in their biography, either a prolonged experience or ongoing experience of trauma or one-off instances. So we're already coaching clients that have trauma. And so my intention is that we do that in a more informed way, in a safer way, but also in a way that's like, you don't have to be the good coach and do it perfectly, right? It's much more about the kind of way that we show up to those sessions than the specific things we say. So we'll talk about how that all figures out. So those three kind of theory modules, they set us up for what we're talking about in this program. And this is woven through all of the practice as well. Okay, so we'll continue to talk about some of the themes that we uncover. So part two is the seven practice modules. Right. So what are we actually doing when we're working with clients? And module four is about the root causes of self-doubt. So how is this, why is this showing up for your specific clients? Module four is coaching around their self-doubt story. Right. So there'll be causes of the story and then there'll be the story there'll be causes of self-doubt and then there'll be the story that the client is continuing to tell themselves about it. And how do we work with that in a way that doesn't gaslight the client, right? That doesn't say, no, you're amazing, right? Because that's just getting into convincing and may exacerbate self-doubt. So how do we do this in a way where they feel empowered to choose a new story? We'll take a little break over August so that you can kind of marinate on the first half of the program. And then we'll get back into the practice modules, coaching with the protector. So this, the protector, you'll become very familiar with. This is how I describe self-doubt. It's our, the protector that's trying to hold us back from psychological risk. We're going to talk about your self-doubt as a coach, as a practitioner, as a business owner. How's this showing up for you? This is always the module that everyone goes, whoa, that one was a whopper. So this comes up, and I think it's super helpful to do this at this stage in the program where you have the context and you will already have been probably playing with this stuff. I'm certainly, we're going to be encouraging you to look at how is this impacting you. We're also going to talk about conflict, because some of the main risks around self-doubt are the risk of judgment, of confrontation and conflict, of rejection, of criticism. These are the things that lots of our clients will be holding themselves back from, either consciously or unconsciously. So we're going to talk about our kind of experience of conflict. What is the story we tell ourselves about conflict? What do we make it mean if there is conflict, or the risk of that? And how can we respond to it in a more resourced way? Right? And when I say we, I mean all of humans, right? So us and our clients. And we're also going to talk about the what we call the client's compass, which is this aspect of the four points of the compass are in the self-belief coaching model, self-belief, self-acceptance, self-worth, and self-trust. They all fit into a kind of quadrant of a compass. So we're going to give you a ton of like tools and ways to work with the client's resources, their healthy adult self resources, and how that actually lands. So by the time we get to module 9, you're going to have, I mean, this program kind of follows the trajectory of a coaching engagement, if you like. If you work with a client over maybe a dozen, 25 sessions over the course of a year, something like that, by the time you get to uncovering all of their stories and meanings and stuff, that's when you can really start to work with self-belief. If you start with self-belief, it's usually too early and the client doesn't believe that they have any, right? So we want to build up to that. So the practice modules all follow the kind of coaching engagement, which means that you can work with your clients as you're learning these modules, right? All of you are trained or experienced in working one-to-one with people. You're going to have opportunities to absolutely dive in and use this and use these tools and approaches in various ways with your clients. And we're also going to talk about the client's dreams and goals in module 10. I've developed a way of setting goals, planning for them, and then taking action towards them, specifically for people with self-doubt. And this is a really pragmatic and practical module. And you can actually start with this, right? Because some clients will just say, I want to do this kind of thing. And so they have a clear goal in mind. So we can't kind of ignore that, right? But what I want to give you is an approach to working with their dreams and goals that actually, you know, it doesn't matter if they have tons of responsibilities, constrained time, or a ton of self-doubt. All of those different constraints can be worked with in this approach. It's designed to be very flexible, and it's not necessarily it's quite I think quite different to the usual way that we talk about goals and moving towards goals in coaching. So we're going to go through all of these modules. The practice modules are 2 weeks long, so we'll have 2 calls, you'll have 2 study groups if you want to attend those. You'll have time to talk about them in your practice pods. So there's lots of opportunities to kind of play with the practice modules. The theory modules are 1 week long, so we'll cover those in the first in the first month. Built in are integration weeks, right? So we have sort of a 3 weeks on, 1 week off, or 4 weeks on, 1 week off type approach, plus our break in the middle. So it's nice and spacious, nice and spacious. Some ways that you'll be supported. So we have our group calls on Tuesdays, except for integration weeks. You'll get the module material released on Thursdays. So these are workbooks for each module. There are video lessons. There's all the tools, the different tools that we use in the practice modules. We give you those unbranded, so in just Word documents. So you can take these tools, add your branding, and start using them with clients straight away. So the idea is that, you know, there's no impediment other than potentially your self-doubt to getting started. There is a optional, voluntary, non-agenda-led study group with Scott on Thursdays. So Thursday at 5 p.m. UK time, when we start the practice modules, study group will start up. And as Scott said, that is very much a kind of come to any and all groups. These calls aren't recorded. There's no agenda. It's literally you show up and you go, okay, I've got a question. And Scott will support you through that. It can be anything to do with your understanding, a client you're working with, something else you want to talk through, something that's coming up for you, whatever. It's kind of an anything goes. And we thought after we'd run the first round of the program, it's like there needed to be a place where people could just kind of bring their stuff. So that's what study group is all about. And you can come to as many or as few calls as you wish. We also have practice pods that start after module 3, and this is where you'll be in a triad of coaches. So there'll be you and two others, and you guys get to decide how often you meet, when you meet. We'll put you into the groups because it can be a bit of a nightmare to self-select all of that. And we'll do that so you know that you're with someone in your own time zone. And we've been pretty good at putting groups together. Scott and I like to think we're kind of expert at this because there are still study groups from the first round of the program that are still meeting. Like that happens more often than I can imagine. And it's always just such a joy to see people, you know, continuing on that community sense. And that's where you get to literally practice the tools, right? Practice on each other. Talk about what's coming up for you. It's a space to kind of be with peers and feel less alone in this learning journey and in your own experience of the work. The discussion forum is available 24/7, so you can always leave a comment in there, ask a question, share what's coming up for you. In orientation week, so in this week, you might have seen that we're just exploring some of the themes that might be coming up for you as you embark on this program. And the idea is that in the discussion forum, you can kind of share what's coming up. It's a great way to sort of get to know other people in the program and get a sense of what is, you know, what's coming up for folks. And as we go through in every module, there'll be a separate discussion forum as well. And you can come back and ask questions about module 2 when we're at module 8. Like there's no worries about that at all. Once we get through the curriculum, so at the end of November, we'll also have graduate support calls, which will be for 6 months after the program. You'll have a monthly call with me. And this will be to support you as you're integrating the experiences that you're having actually using these tools in your practice, right? So anything that's coming up for you as a business owner, as a coach, in your client work, as a human being who has been through a learning experience. And this is very intentional. One of the things that I really wanted to bring in to SBCA is some kind of aftercare, because I was so disappointed with learning experiences that you're just getting to grips with things and then they say, bye, good luck. And that's it. So for 6 months after SBCA through next year, you'll get that monthly support from me. Where we'll talk about how this is going. And in addition, there is a graduate program. Scott and I are currently kind of revamping this, but it means that even after those 6 months, we have we ran our first advanced practice call. So talking about some of the concepts in more detail for graduates who've been working with the material for a while. In the past, we've had kind of business builder sessions. We've brought experts in to talk about different things. I'm really keen for more graduates to run sessions about their specialities. So we're looking at how we can kind of revamp that a little bit more. Now that we've had, I think we're nearly at 100 coaches that have come through the program. So there's this fantastic source of wisdom that we can be tapping into here. So all to say, I'm hoping that you're going to feel really supported to learn this stuff, to play with it, to dip in and out of it as you go about your already busy lives. It sounds like we've got some jet setters here, but also just the daily life, right? Some of you have got other responsibilities outside of your work. So the idea is that this will hopefully work for you in different ways, and also playing into your preferences for how you like to learn, whether you like to discuss it, whether you like to absorb it first and think about it, all of that. I'm just going to talk a little bit about module one. What is self-doubt? So generally, all the modules and class recordings, we'll send you an email on a Thursday saying the new module's available and the recording of the Tuesday class is available for you to have a look at if you want to. It's usually going to be on a Wednesday, but we'll send you the email on the Thursday. Okay, so most of the modules I think get released on a Wednesday, but just know we kind of give ourselves 24 to 48 hours just to make sure that if anything happens, you know, it's definitely going to be there on a Thursday. So module one starts next week and we will release that on Thursday. What I'd love you to do before our call next Tuesday morning or next Tuesday afternoon, depending on when you come, is to take the archetypes quiz in that module and you'll get to uncover your top three archetypes. So the self-doubt archetypes is a model that I've developed about 5 years ago to look at the 12 ways, so the 12 patterns of self-doubt. And when you get your top three archetypes, you start to see, oh, this is how it's coming up for me. There's usually a sense of, oh, this makes sense. You know, I feel like I'm understanding a bit more about what's happening. So I just want you to reflect on this, like what comes up when you read those descriptions? How might that be for your clients if you did this for them? And what do you think about yourself now, having read these archetypes? What does this bring up for you? So it's a kind of fun way of just opening up the conversation around your own self-doubt. Yeah. You may find, and this happens all the time, you're like, well, that bit doesn't really resonate. It's great, perfect. Notice like, oh, what is the meaning making around that? Like, what might that be like for your clients, right? So to me, it's just take whatever is useful. Yeah. So if you can do that archetypes quiz within the module, I'm saying that because I do run it as a freebie on my website, but that will only give you one archetype because of the tech behind it. But if you do it inside the module, you'll get the whole thing, right? So you'll get the whole model. And so that's your homework, is to prepare for module one, to share some of your orientation week thoughts and observations, and complete your coach profile if you haven't already, which just helps us to know a little bit more about you and is really helpful for Scott and I as we create the practice pod groups. One thing I'd love to say is there's no right way to do any of this. I don't have the answers here. I'm not kind of going, this is it. Absorb all things, right? This whole program is designed to be really interactive. It's designed to stimulate some questions for you. It may in fact give you a lot more questions than answers as we go through this. There may be times when you feel a little bit kind of stumped by some things, or perhaps even unsure of what this means for you. That might not happen. You might just go, this is great. This is what I was looking for. What I want you to know is that when you experience, or when and if you experience that discomfort or that sense of, oh, this feels like I'm entering into territory that I wasn't prepared for, or I'm not sure where I'm going with this, please reach out. Please don't sit on that. Please email me anytime. I'm so happy and have time and space built in to jump on a call with you, me and you one-on-one, and just have a chat about what's coming up. Yeah. Scott's available to you in the study group, and he can come to practice pod sessions if you wish. We're both here to support your experience of this material, this program, this learning experience. Yeah. And I think that's the heartbreaking thing for me is when someone says, you know, and this has only happened once, but someone came in at like module 8 and said, oh, module 3 just brought up all my own stuff and I wasn't really prepared to be contemplating how my own trauma might be getting involved with my clients, and it stumped me and I kind of disengaged. So we're going to be available to kind of notice, right? If you don't come to some calls, or if we feel like we haven't heard from you in a while, we're probably going to say, hey, you okay? Do you need a chat? Like, I'm so invested in you walking away from this program feeling like you got what you needed. Yeah. So and sometimes that can feel like, whoa, I'm on the hook here, right? No. No, but I do want you to walk away with what you need. And so that always comes from a place of compassion and care. And you can equally say, I am so good. I'm all right. And that's absolutely fine. Okay. Well, hopefully you feel welcomed. That's what this was all about. So as I said, if you do get a chance to watch the recording of the 5 p.m. call, I think that would be amazing just to get to know your classmates. And other than that, I will see you all next week. Yeah. Okay. Thanks everyone for your presence and energy and sharing today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone. Okay.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.